This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A rare strike by thousands of low-wage construction workers in Dubai has ended after 4 days with police raiding their labor camp. The government blamed the strike on a small group and will now deport some 200 of the workers. Most of the workers are migrants from countries such as Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, and Nepal. They earn between $100 and $300 a month. They are housed in a labor camp on an island. They cannot leave the camp except for work. They cannot change employers, and they cannot leave the country when they want to. And while Dubai's laws guarantee 30 days of annual leave, these days are rarely permitted. Labor observers have called the situation of the migrant workers in Dubai and other Gulf states modern slavery. The construction company which the Dubai workers were striking against is Arabtech. Arabtech is also operating construction projects in another Gulf state, Qatar. Qatar is undergoing a construction boom because it is scheduled to host the World Cup of Football in 2022. Recently, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, Sharon Burrow, visited Qatar to investigate the wages and working conditions of the workers in the country.
We're standing up for migrant workers here in Qatar. They have no rights, they have no voices. So today we're their voice. We want freedom of association, the right to organise, the right to bargain collectively, the right to safe work. We want the dignity of a minimum wage and, of course, accommodation conditions that are decent. This is 21st century enslavement. They are at the mercy of employers who simply don't see them as human.